Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, motherfucker!
What are you looking at, sir?
Well, I'm looking at you, miss.
Run that, baby.
I'm not the Zodiac. And if I was, I certainly wouldn't tell you.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Imprint Companion. Yes, it is the legendary Alexi Toliopoulos and myself, Blake Howard, unpacking, unboxing, and unraveling the delightful and resplendent and just overwhelming treasures of Australia's best boutique Blu-ray label, Imprint Films. Lex, we are just absolutely overwhelmed. You've been at the Melbourne International Film Festival. I've been over at the Friend of the Fest podcast festival in Los Angeles. It's been a long time between drinks. You've put on a damn two-man show.
I have indeed. And overwhelmed is the word, right, Blake? We've got so many movies to get through and so many to catch up on, so many great releases and so many masterpieces, I'd say.
Absolutely. So this is our July batch recap. We're taking the very best of the July batch. But before we get into July, let's just quickly break down what it is, but then we'll dive back because we do want to give a special mention to June because we did not get to do that one together. There are a couple of other episodes you may have heard on the Imprint Companion with special guests. They came on and talked about it, but we do want to mention it. The Imprint bundle in July, which is still largely available, Film Focus Harvey Keitel, featuring 6 Harvey Keitel films, including, Bad Lieutenant.
Mm-hmm.
including
one of my favorite movies of all time, I would say, Bad Lieutenant.
Your other favorite Australian films of all time, which is Holy Smoke. One of your other favorite Spike Lee films, Clockers, Imaginary Crimes, Dangerous Game, Young Americans, absolutely sensational set. That is just one part of it. We've then got Smoke and Blue in the Face, a Wayne Wang double, Men of Respect, 8mm.
A little bit more Harvey Keitel there as well.
More Keitel and The Juror. It is an amazing set, but let's quickly, briefly dive back. The June Imprint bundle, which we do have to just give the tiniest shout out to. It was absolutely an amazing, amazing, amazing bundle pack that featured the After Dark Neo-Noir Cinema Collection 3. In that collection, you've got films such as...
Thank you. Homicide, White Sands, The Crossing Guard, Heaven's Prisoners, Under Suspicion, and Dirty Pretty Things. And I've been slowly making my way through that entire set, Blake. I have to say, huge, huge love for Homicide, and in particular, The Crossing Guard was just one of the most devastating films that I've ever seen, starring Jack Nicholson and from director Sean Penn. He has not left my mind much since I rewatched it in this set. Just absolutely devastating. One of the best neo-noir films I've seen ever. I'd say one of the best films ever in any of these like After Dark neo-noir sets. That one has really stuck with me. And also Dirty Pretty Things. What a great one to catch up with too. But I would say they're batting 3 for 3 with these After Dark neo-noir sets. They're putting so much great work into these boxes.
Oh, look, and I'm so glad that you loved Crossing Guard. I was so proud to write the essay for The Crossing Guard, which is one of my favorites. And also my dear, dear friend, Travis Woods, did a commentary track. So if you are a fan of Sean Penn's films, or you're a fan of just great neo-noir, you get a really lucky one with that, because it's Jen Johans writing about Homicide, you get Maria Lewis writing about Dirty Pretty Things, you get me writing about The Crossing Guard, you get Travis Woods in there doing a commentary track. Jimmy Hempel does another commentary track in here too. It's an amazing collection, some really gritty, and I love what you call grubby noir. They've got Heaven's Prisoners, which is as grubby as it gets, Under Suspicion, which is just a terrific little like boiler room, sort of like single room, almost like flashback, flash forward kind of movie. Dirty Pretty Things, which is Stephen Knight just absolutely crushing it. Just a terrific set. And I had actually probably the most fun with White Sands. I hadn't seen that movie in such a long time. It was so good. A Roger Donaldson film. So yeah, really great. Had a great time watching that. It was an amazing, amazing set. And that bundle featured Films of Faith, Martin Scorsese collection with had
incredible Kingdom,
Last Temptation of Christ and Silence, unbelievable.
Yep,
Essays incredible. From Iberi in there too, great. Secretary,
I would say I love Last Temptation of Christ, probably top 5 Scorsese's for me. But Kundun is just one of my favorites, like, because it was the first Scorsese film I ever saw. It's always with me, Kundun, as one of those films I saw probably when I was like 7 years old. And it just was one of those first, like, kind of mature films that I remember grappling with. And it's a pleasure to revisit. And it's been very hard to get on anything at all to watch it. So now that you've got it on Blu-ray here in Australia in a quite lovely box set, it's an easy recommendation to just pick up that Films of Faith, Martin Scorsese trilogy. Beautiful, beautiful release.
I want to shout out Silence too. Honestly, one of the best films I think I've ever seen. It's unbelievable piece of work. I'm at any given time, it's my favorite Scorsese. And in that batch too, we got Fresh.
I loved Fresh. I just watched Fresh for the first time in this set. Good. I had such a good time with it. And it just feels like a film so of its era, you know, like just, it's just, I don't know what it is, but it's the kind of film that often people go, they don't make them like that anymore. And I think there's something about it where it's got this great Stuart Copeland score, who was the drummer for The Police. Also did the score for my favorite film score, which is Rumblefish.
And there's
that percussive energy to both of those. There's this kind of like scaling quality to them too. That's what has really stuck with me. I just loved that score. Fresh is great. Great film from a child's perspective.
Want to shout out to Secretary.
Never had a job before.
It's very dull work.
I like dull work.
This letter has 3 typing errors in it, one of which is, I believe, a spelling error.
I'm trying to be the very best secretary that I can be.
You're closed tight. Why do you cut yourself, Lee?
I don't know.
Is it that sometimes the pain inside has to come to the surface, and when you see evidence of the pain inside, you finally know you are really here? Then when you watch the wound heal, it's comforting, isn't it?
That's a way to put it. I'm your secretary.
My dear friend, Veronica Fitzpatrick, who's a film scholar and one of the editors at Brightwall Darkroom, did the commentary track, and it is as intellectual as it is horny, and it is sensational. It's directed by Steven Schoenberg. It stars James Spader and Maggie Gyllenhaal. It is such an electric and interesting and weird movie, and I hadn't seen it in ages, and my first watch was to watch with Veronica's commentary track, and
great.
Certainly for me, it was worth the price of admission. I was like, oh my God, I love this movie, but man alive, that is like, you know, it's one of the new features on here, and it's like at the top of the list, even on the website for a reason. It's absolutely outstanding. Yes. So I cannot recommend higher. That June batch, After Dark, Neo Noir, selfishly because that's kind of our bag, and Scorsese, obviously, we're acolytes, and just the eclectic nature. It, for me, it's like batch of the year worthy, pretty much.
Yes.
Like I don't know anyone who has been even remotely dissatisfied with any part of the batch. So if you haven't got your hands on it yet, seek them out. I know that they were very dwindling. They were dwindling
as of
numbers.
Recording it. Yeah. Yes, as of the time of recording, I'm looking it up at the website now. There are only 12 left if you want to buy the entire batch for, you know, it's like $360.
No.
I think.
Yeah, like, or $360 for the whole lot. But even if you want the After Dark, Neo Noir, right now it's like it's 186 films.
Yeah.
That's pretty good value.
Easy. I would just buy that. No problem. You don't have to think about it. It's so
left.
Good.
12 left.
But I would even say 12 of the entire batch, like, it's, I think it's a great deal. If you just go, hey, I've got that little bit of cash to burn, and you just want to get a big set of some great movies and save like $120,
yes.
I actually think just going and buying that June set is so worth it.
So worth it. All right. Let's quickly pivot to July. We're going to go the absolute big hitters here. Every year, you and I, sometimes we record it on a podcast. We've recorded it over a year old Total Reboot feed. We've recorded it sometimes on our Patreons respectively. But sometimes we talk about movies that we see in the middle of the year that are blind spots for us and that are absolute life changers. And I think, you know, I definitely remember us talking about something like Breaking News a couple of years ago, which was such a huge one. But I have to say, when I caught Wayne Wang and Paul Auster's Smoke this year from 1995, and with the cast, just listen to it, William Hurt, Harvey Keitel, Stockard Channing, Harold Perrineau Jr., Giancarlo Esposito, Forest Whitaker, Ashley Judd, I was so floored by this interconnecting tale of a bunch of people hanging out in Brooklyn and their weird, wonderful, and rich lives. I was like, how the hell have I never seen this before? It was a complete and utter life changer of a watch for me. And it was just absolutely unbelievable. And then finding out that basically at the same time they shot the film, they shot Blue in the
Enough
Face.
For a whole sequel, right?
Which basically is a sequel and continues certain characters from Smoke and then goes on. But I was so glad and to hear that you saw it as well. This was just an absolute banger for me. And again, one of the picks of this batch.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think beautiful Harvey Keitel performance. Beautiful, beautiful Harvey Keitel performance that kind of like connects this film together, Smoke. And I'm sure it does too in Blue in the Face, which I've not had a chance to get to yet, because it was either I watch it immediately or I save it for, you know, that, like, because I think Smoke was, like you say, it's a really special film and it was special to come across it. I didn't want it to extend too long. I was like, I need to come back to this one, give some room. And I think for both of us over the last couple of years going through these imprint films, Wayne Wang has been a bit of a discovery.
Yeah.
What was it? Chinese box is the one that he had in this before. Let me just double check. Wayne.
It is Chinese box from Chinese
box. I thought that was really lovely. I've caught up with a few of his other films. Chan is Missing, I really liked as well. There was a great Criterion release of that. So I've become a bit of a Wayne Wang fan over the last few years, starting with Chinese Box from Imprint.
And you're a huge fan of 2002's Made in Manhattan as well, I hear.
I saw it in the cinemas and I loved it at the time. I've not seen it since. So, you know, it all points to, yes, I'm a big fan of it. And also there was another Paul Auster film that we saw, because I started kind of getting into Paul Auster, the writer. What was it? There was something that I swear we saw from him, or maybe I just read something. But yeah, it's been a pleasure. And I think that Smoke has been the kind of the apex of all of that for me. Like, I really, really loved it a lot. Just a rich tapestry is all of the only words you need to describe it.
In this batch to July, there's been a couple. I mean, the Harvey box almost speaks for itself. Holy Smoke, I was so lucky to write an essay about it. I think it's one of the best actual, most candid portrayals of that very specific time period in Australia. And I said as much in my piece there. Bad Lieutenant, like one of the best movies ever. You know, one
yes,
of the best performances.
I love Bad Lieutenant.
Bad Lieutenant.
The way that I would describe it, if you've never seen Bad Lieutenant, the way to watch it is Abel Ferreira is such a kook that he thinks he's making a comedy. And if you go in going, this is this sick fucks way of finding humor, you will get something new out of it. That's how I approach Bad Lieutenant now.
That's a great, I haven't heard that before, and that is a great way to approach it. Absolutely. Very deeply, darkly, weird and fun movie, and has way more of a kinship with Werner Herzog's absolute batshit Bad Lieutenant Port of Call New Orleans than most people would think. Such a sensational pack. But there were a couple of other bangers here. 8mm really got a run. And I think there is only 46 left right now, if you are, as we're recording this, of 8mm. So it's a Joel Schumacher joint. It's for most people, Andrew Kevin Walker is a David Fincher frequent collaborator. Seven is obviously his most famous script. And watching someone else tackle, I guess, the darkness of something that is as awful as something like a Seven. It just has too much sheen for me as a film, but it's a real fascinating curio of a movie. So it's super fun to check out and just watch all these really kind of weird and kind of protracted performances. It's really, really fascinating and interesting. Has a great supporting cast, James Gandolfini, Joaquin Phoenix as well. But yeah, definitely one that you should check out if you haven't had a chance to yet. And if you remember it from your video store days, one to pick up, but pick it up quick.
It is a bizarre film. I would describe that film most essentially as Peter Stormare was given the direction of, like, you are playing the actual devil in this film. And he's like, okay, no problem. And
Lewis
for
Cipher
some
it
reason,
is.
He actually does feel like Lewis Cipher. Like, he Big feels time. Like he is playing the devil.
And The Machine. Can't spoil who plays in The Machine, but The Machine is a freaking sicko villain. Full sicko mode villain.
Mm-hmm.
Good stuff. Enjoyable. And speaking of sicko mode, the other one, which is a complete blind spot for me, and really the woman of the moment, star of The Substance, Demi Moore, also starred back in 1996 in a movie called The Juror, where essentially a really grubby, disgusting mob fixer, played by Alec Baldwin, is put in charge of basically manipulating her testimony and having her be a plant in the jury room to convince the jury to acquit a mob boss that he's been hired to do this for. And it stars a very young Joseph Gordon-Levitt. It stars Anne Heche. It's based on a really famous novel. It also stars, it's another James Gandolfini in his pre-Sopranos mode. And it's really interesting. It's written by Ted Talley from Silence of the Lambs, so it's got a lot of snap and zip to it. A nice little, like, airport thriller in a movie.
That's what it seems like. That's what it seems like. Blake, I also chucked on Men of Respect, which is in this box set as, or in this batch, I should say, as well. It stars John Turturro, Peter Boyle, Dennis Farina, and Stanley Tucci.
It is
basically a modern day retelling of Macbeth in a New York gangster mode, and to me that ticks quite a few boxes. But
much like Sam Worthington's Macbeth.
Yes, Sam Worthington and Jeffrey Wright, Australian filmmakers, Macbeth. It is a bit like that, but I would actually say one thing that I think it should have also done, like that version of this play, is I think this version would have been much better had it had the gumption or the experiment to use the actual iambic pentameter, the original language of Shakespeare,
yes,
like Romeo plus Juliet of around that same time as well.
Yes.
I feel like it would have worked better because it really is quite a bit to admire. But because it is a direct translation to modern times, it sometimes works, sometimes it doesn't. It feels kind of unintentionally alien at points. I think that if they had gone all the way, maybe there'd be a little bit more to chew on with that. But I would say this, every time that I started feeling bored and wanted to switch off, something would lure me back in. So I would like to put this one into your watch pile because
okay,
I'd be very curious about your thoughts in particular on this film. Not for everyone, but it might be for Blake. And if not, it would be a great conversation. So, yeah, it's an interesting one. It's an odd one. It had a horrible synth score as well. But I just want to put it on people's radars because I didn't love it, but I think that I will watch it again one day.
Well, that if you want to hear us and be more emphatic, the June batch is basically the best batch of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And by the sounds of things, the July batch now has 6 Harvey Keitels in a box.
Yeah.
A Smoke and Blue in the Face, Wayne Wang double feature, Men of Respect and The Juror and 8mm all getting shout outs. That's the entire batch we've just called out. It is another monster.
Yeah.
Do yourself a favor. It's on sale right now. The entire batch, $3.29. You can pick it up. There is so much there. Lex, where can people find you in between now and the next time that we chat? Because we're going to have a bunch of catch-up imprints because we've got a big end of year coming for physical media.
Mm. We'll
try and make sure that we have all of the stuff that is coming to your small screen or your beautiful, gorgeous screen at home and your high definition setup before the end of the year. But where can people find you between now and the next time that they hear us chatting all things physical media?
You probably still hear me going through that Harvey Keitel box set because I'm loving it. But you can catch me on The Last Video Store, which is the podcast I make with Batuta Advocate. It's on YouTube on the Batuta Advocate channel where I talk to interesting people about their favorite movies. We had Keith Urban on recently talking
great
about
episode.
BMX Bandits, which was so sick. Upcoming, we have got Adam Elliott, the director of Memoir with Snell, our first Oscar winner to join us in The Last Video Store. So it's great. We talk about Memoir of a Snell. We talk about My Life as a Dog, the Lassie Hallström film. Marion Max, one of my favorite movies of all time.
Marion Max, you named it as one of the greatest Australian films of the 21st century.
I'd name it one of the best in both centuries that films have been produced in. I think it's excellent. So it's a real pleasure to get him in the store and chat. And that's coming up in the next couple of weeks when Memoir of a Snell launches nationally across Australia. A few other cool ones in the tank and a few other good ones have just popped out, like a great one with Missy Higgins as well. So check it out. And Blake, what have you got at the moment? Of course, you've had such a whirlwind the last few weeks heading to America, meeting Michael Mann and hosting a screening with him and Katie Walsh. Anything that we can expect?
Well, look, it's an absolutely ridiculous time on One Heat Minute Productions where you may or may not be hearing this. If you're hearing it, we are right in the depths of Mindhunter, a a podcast about Michael Mann's 1986 full sicko mode adaptation of Thomas Harris's Red Dragon. We have not only got audio episodes twice a week, every Monday and Friday, but every Saturday on our Patreon drop, we have video episodes where you can actually watch along as guests and I unpack scenes from that terrific movie. We have an amazing array of guests so far. People have heard people like Bilge Ebiri, Stu Coote, the best-selling crime author S.A. Cosby, Lindsay Romaine, Dan Mecca, and Connor O'Donnell from the B-Side Film Podcast. Brandon Strasnick is coming up this week.
Hell yeah.
Crime writer Andrew Netty. And then in a triumvirate scene of absolutely epic proportions, author Megan Abbott, senior film critic at the New York Times and friend Manola Dargis, and the greatest Twitter presence, as far as I'm concerned, that still exists. I'll never call it X. Tom Regan's hat,
cool.
AKA at Rupus Superfly. He will remain anonymous, but he is on the show. And all three of those lovely folks are going to be talking about the Lecter scene. So we have that and so many more coming. It is going to be a 24-episode series, and we are going to have guests coming out of my ears, as well as Too Many Minutes, a mini-series on the film Sneakers, featuring Phil Arden Robinson, the director, and a whole stack of amazing people. So get along, listen to it. We are stuffed, basically, from now to the end of the year, absolutely stuffed on One Heat Minute. So you will have not only stuff to listen to now, but definitely a lot of stuff to catch up on. So very exciting times there.
Hell yes. Okay, great. Well, what a pleasure to spin a few discs with you, brother.
Oh, always a pleasure, my friend. And let's get the hell out of here so that we can come back and spin some more discs and talk about them again.
Let's do it, baby.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.